Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. Huron County is preparing for its annual spring household hazardous waste collection on May 8th from 1 until 5 p.m., focusing on promoting environmental sustainability and easing landfill strain. This exclusive opportunity, made possible through the MSU Extension Office in Bad Axe, allows residents to responsibly dispose of hazardous materials. Huron County's spring household hazardous waste collection, scheduled for May 8th, underscores the critical need to separate hazardous materials from regular waste streams. By diverting items such as chemicals and batteries away from landfills, the program aims to reduce environmental degradation and protect community well-being. This emphasis on proper waste disposal reflects a collective effort to promote a cleaner, safer environment through residents' active participation. While the collection accepts various hazardous material, certain items like tires, explosives, and latex paint won't be accepted. Residents can contact the MSU Extension Office for registration and details. Familiarizing with the accepted items list ensures compliance with collection guidelines. And Janine Henry's dedication and exemplary service to Huron County was recently lauded at a gathering hosted by the Huron County Democrats. With 18 years of steadfast commitment as a member of the County Board of Canvassers, Henry's invaluable contributions were celebrated with a certificate of distinction accepted graciously by her husband, Charles Henry. Evelyn Conkright, a fellow Democrat and colleague of Henry's on the Board of Canvassers, had the privilege of presenting the award, representing Huron County Clerk Lori Neal. Conkright warmly commended Henry's profound impact, emphasizing her deep knowledge and unwavering dedication to safeguarding the integrity of elections within the county. Quote, "I'm proud to have served for several years with Janine and learned so much about the process from her. Janine knew everything," said Conkright. Henry's enduring commitment to upholding democratic principles and ensuring fair and transparent elections over her 18 years of service has undeniably left a lasting impression on Huron County. And although the greenhouse in the Unionville Sebring Area School District isn't totally finished, it is being used. The district is still waiting for Helms Caulking to finish the greenhouse. In the meantime, tables have been set up and some plants are growing in the greenhouse. During Superintendent Josh Hahn's report to the Board of Education, he announced the district received a grant that will be used to build a small barn. The barn is expected to house small animals like rabbits and chickens. It was also announced that the long-awaited electric bus is expected to arrive next month. In 2023, the USA School District, Harbor Beach School District, and the Abilene School Districts were approved for funding for those electric buses. To do that, those three districts were given a total of $4.9 million by the Environmental Protection Agency to share to switch from fossil fuel buses. USA's share of that money was $395,000 in funding for one electric bus from the Midwest Transit Company. And with that, we will be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting for more news. A 12-year saga over a fatal national meningitis outbreak still isn't over. A man whose specialty pharmacy caused the outbreak in 2012 was supposed to be sentenced Thursday in Michigan for involuntary manslaughter, but the hearing was suddenly postponed until May when a different judge took the case. Relatives of some of the deceased in Michigan were prepared to give victim impact statements. Barry Caden operated a New England compounding center in Framingham, in Massachusetts. It shipped tainted painkillers to clinics around the country. More than 700 people in 20 states were sickened with meningitis or other debilitating illnesses, and at least 64 people died. And independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has secured a place on the ballot in the battleground state of Michigan. The Michigan Secretary of State's office said Thursday that the Natural Law Party nominated Kennedy at a convention. Kennedy's independent bid has spooked allies of both President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump, the presumptive Democratic and Republican nominees, who fear his famous last name and support among a slice of voters will be enough to tip the election. Michigan is the second state after Utah to affirm that his name will be presented to voters. A third panel of potential jurors is set to be questioned in Donald Trump's hush money case, drawing jury selection a step closer to completion and the first criminal trial of a former U.S. president. After a jury of 12 New Yorkers was seated Thursday, lawyers are now expected to turn their attention to picking remaining alternatives who can vow to set aside their personal views and impartially judge the presumptive Republican presidential nominee. Thursday's court proceedings demonstrated the unpredictability in the jury selection process in a high-profile case such as this one. Two jurors who had been seated a day earlier were dismissed from the panel. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net.
Good evening. We'll head into the weekend with dry weather expected both days. Temperatures are going to be on the chilly side for the first half of it, followed by some moderation on Sunday. A brisk breeze looks to be around both.